Have you ever driven through a roundabout or a traffic circle? They're more common in Europe, but they're a type of circular intersection where cars flow in one direction around a central island. You keep looping around the circle until you find your exit, and then you just move along. It sounds simple enough, right? Well, sometimes you may feel like you are caught driving in circles forever, trying to read all the exit signs while navigating around other cars, looking for their exits too. So you just drive around one more time, and again, and again, and again, never breaking free to move along your way. Well, this meditation from Romans chapter 13 will help you filter out so many of the unnecessary, distracting directions to focus on the one that will carry you out to your own divine way, taking all of your choices and narrowing them down to the one sure way. So to begin, no matter whether dawn or dusk, allow these next 15 minutes to be a time of divine meditation to focus your choices and options to the one true way of God. Just begin to feel your pulse slow. Your breathing deepen, and your eyes close as you encounter God at rest within you. To center on this place of relief, this time of guidance, and this present moment following the way of wisdom through God, Spirit, and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from Matthew chapter 22, and as I lead us, respond simply this one way. And he said to him, "This is the great and first commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. This one way. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your mind. This one way. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This one way." Now staying here for a moment, just simply breathe. As you face and consider so many options, just pause here. Breathe here. And reflect here. As you whisper and find peace in this one way. Do you see the roundabout in your imagination? Well, stay there for a moment and find a park bench and just sit there for a moment, watching the cars driving by, some entering the circle, some exiting, others just circling. Don't focus on one car, just watch the flow of the traffic. How does the hustle and bustle of traffic make you feel as you watch it? Don't judge your thoughts, just be aware of the traffic and the options and choices that everyone is making as you watch. Now come back now to the present moment and center on the simplicity of Christ, the clarity of God, and the easiness of the Spirit. Center too on your breathing. Just be aware of your sure, steady, simple breathing. No choices, little control. Simply breathe into your belly and out. Center on the simplicity of one way in and one way out. Chaotic thoughts of the traffic roundabout may still come to mind, and that's to be expected. Don't fight those thoughts, but let them be a trigger to return back to the simplicity of God. The exercise of moving back and forth between chaos and simplicity is critical for your spiritual growth. So take this moment to move from hectic to the peaceful simplicity of your breathing. Continue as you envelop yourself now in the simplicity of God's Word. This is the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this passage written by the Apostle Paul. He was writing to a new young church in Rome, trying to navigate through so many new things of God that they were just learning. Paul's words were simple, pure, and told them of one way. As they were to the early church, let them be now for you, from Paul, through the Holy Spirit. From Romans chapter 13, verse 10, from the New International Version. Now concerning you, my friend, I realize it may sound confusing, but it's simple. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is the one way. How did this simple message stir your heart? Well, listen once more from Holy Scripture. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Where is the Holy Spirit taking your thoughts as you absorb these words? Be mindful of your breathing. As you take this next minute and contemplate this simple truth, that love is the one way. Love is the completion of all of the laws. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be a prayer of love as the one way. Dear Lord God, let me take this truth into my heart, into my soul, and into my mind, that all of your commandments are summed up in this saying, namely, I shall love my neighbor as myself. My love does no harm to my neighbor. That is an understatement. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of all of your law. I pray this in the loving name of Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Amen. So for the next minute, let these words become yours in a simple time of private prayer. Just confess and tell him of your confusion, of any circling thoughts. Let him give you peace as he directs you to return to love as the one way. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience it this time. What do you taste, smell, hear, and see within the English Standard Version? Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. What did you encounter in this passage? And how did the Holy Spirit guide your thoughts? While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to your bench on the traffic circle. But start by stepping back. Keep moving and floating back further and further until you can barely see the cars. You can't see individual cars now, but only the simple, seamless flow of the traffic. All of the individual cars being summed up in one simple fluid flow. It's so simple looking, isn't it? When you look from a distance, when you see it with God's simple gaze. We'll take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on the simplicity of love being the one way, the purity of love being the one direction. Reflect now on the innocence of love being the one way. Stay here for a little while longer, centering on love as the one way, a means to help you find your way when circling through so many other options and distractions. As God guides you through the simplicity of His way, be mindful of who He may bring into your circle that needs help breaking free. Who might you encounter that feels overwhelmed by choices and options? How might you be the guiding path for another, another in need of the simplicity of love as the one way? Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, Watch with great expectation for moments to break free of circling confusion, to rest in the simplicity of the one way of divine love, for it surely will be then and there you will encounter the eternal presence of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now, that you remember that love does no harm to your neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Always be mindful to love each other, for when you love others, you fulfill God's law. Now may the simplicity of Christ, the love of the Father, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and an encounter with God be with you now and always. Amen.